like to speak on the subject of stress, something we all deal with, something as Christian and non-Christian that is very common, stress from our job, stress from our family, stress from even the weather. There's so many things that can stress us out. And the Bible teaches us that we really shouldn't be stressed out. We should not let the cares of this world, the problems that we encounter, we should not let them stress us out. That actually the presence of stress and the effects of stress have a lot of effect on us. They even hurt our physical health. They hurt our attitude. They hurt our relationships with others. We need to be careful not to let stress come into us. We need to realize that stress is actually a result of the lack of faith of God, the lack of faith that He's going to take care of things, that we shouldn't be worried about the things that stress us out. We need to turn over to the Lord and let the Lord take care of that. Let's look at some of the scriptures that He gives us, some examples of that in here. Let's turn, if you will, over to Luke chapter 12 and verse 22. That's Luke chapter 12 and verse 22. And it reads, "And He said unto His disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be able to do that thing which is least, why take ye..." Excuse me. Let's do that again there. Verse 26. It says, "If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies that they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will He clothe ye, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye that what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let's go back and look at a few things in this. Go all the way back to verse 22 here. It says, "And He said unto His disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment." A lot of people really do worry about that right there, about the putting food on the table, about having clothes. We got a lot of bad attitude, or a lot of difficult attitudes, you might say. People that think they got to have the latest and greatest and the best name brands and so forth. If you focus on the needs instead of the desires to be up to the latest fashions and so forth, you can find yourself having more than enough without spending extravagant amounts. So there's things to consider there as well in your own lifestyle, in your finances, the things that you do. Focus on the things of the Lord, not the material things of the world. Verse 24, "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?" This storehouse nor barn, this can be considered like savings. Like a church having a huge savings account because they're so fearful that they don't have enough money for their annual budget. So they have this big savings account to cover their expenses of the upcoming year. Having no faith that the Lord is going to meet the needs of that congregation. The Lord will meet the needs of a congregation if that congregation is in the will of the Lord. And if that congregation is not in the will of the Lord, they don't need to be a church to begin with. And so, in my personal view, a church should not have a savings account. They should be living by faith. They should use the money, the offerings and tithes and so forth that the Lord has given them to the fullest extent they can. Not stored away in some bank somewhere because you're afraid you ain't going to be able to meet the next month's bills. The Lord is going to take care of the needs of the church as the needs arise. Where is their faith? Okay, in verse 25 it says, "And which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit," or add to your height is what it's talking about here. It's like we can't change a lot of the things that we stress about. There's things that we worry and stress and that we absolutely have no control over anyway. So those things that we stress over is ridiculous. We need to focus on the things of the Lord, like it says, "Put ye first the kingdom of heaven." Let's continue on here. If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. It doesn't matter how much we fluff ourselves up, whatever makeup, jewelry, everything that we put on us, we still aren't as beautiful as God's creations that are out there in the world, even after this cursed world here. So we get this highfalutin, arrogant attitude of the things that we do, that our works, that our efforts is the important thing. It's not the important thing. The important thing is our work and our efforts toward the Lord, doing what the Lord wants us to do. That's what we should focus on and have faith in that, and have faith that the Lord is going to take care of us. If we are in the will of the Lord and following His guidance, following the guidance of the Holy Ghost that is in every Christian, then have that faith that He's going to take care of us. Because He is in control, not us. Let's continue on here in Luke chapter 12, verse 28. It reads, "If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will He clothe you, O ye of little faith?" He's just pointing it out right there. Don't worry about it. Have some faith. "And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor to be ye doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." He knows you need food and drink and clothing and shelter. Focus on the Lord. He will take care of all those other things. Don't be overly concerned. Don't stress it. If your job's coming up, you've been given a notice that you're going to be laid off. This is hard times right now. There's a lot of layoffs, a lot of businesses closing up, a lot of people are unemployed. But focus on the Lord. Dig deeper into the Scriptures and build that faith, building knowledge that comes from reading and studying the Scriptures. And have that confidence, have that faith in the Lord. He's going to see you through that. He's going to take care of you. Verse 31, it says, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." So we got to seek the kingdom of God. Focus on that. That's the most important thing that should be on our mind and in our heart every single day. When we wake up in the morning, it ought to be, "Lord, what can I do for you today?" And our entire day ought to be focused on that. And all these other things shall be taken care of. All right, let's look at another scripture reference. Turn over to Matthew chapter 6. It's Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. And this reads, says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Back to that savings account I was talking about there. I've got no problem with an individual having a savings account for their home. to make sure that, you know, if you do get laid off or something, that you can help meet the needs of your family and so forth. You can have an interest-bearing savings account. You're actually making some money on that, but don't let that be a focus. I do have a problem with churches having savings accounts because that is our focus point. That is the house of the Lord. He's for sure going to take care of all the financial needs of the house of the Lord. Savings accounts for a church, in my opinion, are ridiculous and show a lack of faith in those that are in charge of the church. Okay, verse 19 here, let's read that again. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. That's clearly treasures upon earth. That's savings. That's your treasure. Your treasure, you got a bunch of stuff stored away, like a squirrel putting away nuts for the winter. Don't be doing that. Don't let that be your focus. Focus on the treasures that you're going to be able to lay up in heaven that will last for eternity. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. That's clear. Cut and dry. The words of the Lord in red here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. Well, if you put up $100 in the bank, it grows a little bit of interest, it gets eat up by inflation. Have you really got $100 at the end of the period that you've got put in there? The interest rate versus the inflation rate versus the taxes you got to pay. Have you really gained anything by all that? No, what I was talking about here, rust and corruption and where thieves break through and steal. So don't be focusing on trying to build up some huge savings account. In verse 20 it says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. That mammon there is money, financial gain. Your focus, if you got this great big savings account and you're building it up more and more, and your focus starts to become on your wealth that you've built up, don't be doing that. Your focus needs to be on the wealth that you're building in heaven, the treasures in heaven. Those treasures in heaven come from the rewards that you're going to receive from doing the will of the Lord, from doing the work the Lord has laid out for you. That should be your focus. Not building up some great big savings account. Because you don't know. You're going to die tonight. You're going to die tomorrow. Where's all that going to go? It's going to be, well, a big chunk of it's going to go to the government because they're going to take taxes out of it and inheritance tax and so forth that they do. And then loved ones you leave behind are all going to be fighting and arguing over who's going to get how much of it. And it just causes more problems. So you got to take that into mind. Verse 25 reads, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? There's so much more things that we need to be concerned about. So many more things that we need to be focused on, not to be worrying about the next paycheck, the next meal, what we're going to wear. Focus on the Lord. The rapture is right upon us. I mean, everything that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture has been fulfilled. All the prophecies. The setting is right now. I mean, before we say the next word, the rapture could occur. So be focused on that. Be focused on eternity. Let's continue on here with this example that is given in the book of Matthew about the fowls and so forth in verse 26. That's chapter 6, verse 26. It reads, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, nor do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Wherefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Point out here about the Gentiles, the attitude of the Gentiles, the attitude of those that have no faith, that have not made that connection with the Lord, that have not turned their lives over to the Lord, that they are lost and they have no hope of eternity in heaven, the treasures built up in heaven from their efforts working for the Lord. That's what he's speaking of here when he says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. It's the business world out there. Don't turn the church or your life into a business attitude, a corporate office or a civic group or so forth, and try to run things like a business would normally be ran with all the fears of the financial world out there. Have the faith in the Lord. The Lord's going to meet the needs. Verse 33, continuing on here in Matthew 6, verse 33 reads, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The church's focus and individual's focus should be on the Lord. It should be on doing the will of the Lord. Everything that he has blessed us with is his. It all should be used to bring honor and glory to him in everything that we do, in everything that we say, especially with the church. Back on that issue there, if a church has been given funds from a congregation, tithes and offerings and so forth, those funds need to be put to work for the benefit of the kingdom of God. Be put to work, not to be stored away in some bank account to sit there and draw pennies of interest. I mean, just like the parable about putting the talent on the man that put the talent under the dirt there and didn't put it to work. That's the example he gave us. We should not be packing away our funds that the Lord has blessed us with through tithes and offerings in the church in some savings account. Don't want to keep harping on that, but something has come up lately and something that's on my mind, and the Lord's directed me to speak about that. I'm just opposed to a church having a big savings account sitting there doing nothing for the Lord. That money should be put to work to win souls, to do the work of the Lord, not sit in some bank account. That clearly, without a doubt, shows the lack of faith in those that are in charge of those funds. All right, let's look at another example here about how stress can work on a person. Flip over to Matthew chapter 8 in verse 23. Matthew chapter 8 verse 23 reads, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Okay, an example here, back to the stress thing, whether it be financial or whether it be some other trouble. We've covered some of the financial things. Now let's look at some other problems that you could be encountering and be stressed. If your world around you seems to be crashing and coming down upon you, the storms are all about you, stay focused on the Lord. Have faith in the Lord. Whatever you might be encountering, don't let it stress you out. If you're stressing, your focus is on your problem, not on your Lord. Let's continue here in verse 26. It's chapter 8, verse 26. It reads, "And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" Those few words say so much. Why do you get scared when the problems start coming? You should not be. You should have faith in the Lord. When you have a problem, whatever that kind of problem might be, whether it be opposition of a worker that you're working with, your boss or a supervisor, whether it be opposition from a classmate or opposition from a family member that's causing you stress, even a situation where a pastor is being stressed out by deacons and trustees that are worried about a budget, that could really stress a pastor out. It could make the pastor wonder whether he's going to have a job. It could make a pastor wonder if he's got to cut other funds and so forth that he feels should be spent on worthy things to further the kingdom. But yet he gets stressed because these guys are on his back constantly. That's the sort of thing here he's talking about all this trouble and turmoil all around you. You're supposed to have faith. This is, "Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" Face those kind of problems with faith in God that He is going to meet the needs. He is going to calm the storm. Let's continue here with this example He's given us here in Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26 says, "Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Let's look at another example the Lord gives us in the book of Matthew. Turn with me, if you will, over to Matthew chapter 14. Chapter 14 in verse 22, and it reads, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the even was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Peter took his eyes off of the Lord. He started looking around at all the problems, so he started to sink. Excellent, excellent example of what we do in our day in and day out life. Whether we be a Christian that is just a pew warmer, or whether we be a pastor of a church, we can encounter this very thing here. We can have this situation that when our problems start coming down around us, when that storm is raging around us, and that we started out on the journey, we stepped out on faith and started working for the Lord, and then we start encountering, we start looking around at all the situations. Hey, this is some challenging stuff here. This is a lot of work. This is a lot of persecution we might be receiving. This is stressful times and they start focusing on the problems that are around and get their eyes off of the Lord, what do? They start to sink. They start to lose their faith. They start to be less effective Christian. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to focus on the Lord. Let's read that little account there again. In verse 29 it says, "And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He put his eyes on the Lord. He stepped out. He started working for the Lord. He started doing what the Lord had intended for him to do, working by faith. And it was going good. He was walking on the water, doing what the Lord wanted him to do, focusing on the Lord. Verse 30 says, But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. He let the problems that were around him, the stress levels that come upon him from the problems that were around him, led him to take his eyes off of the Lord and to start focusing on the problems, which is where he messed up. Never focus on the problems. Stay focused on the Lord. It says, Immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Asking him, Why did you doubt? You were doing so well. And then you doubted. You lost your faith. Your faith started to dwindle. You got your eyes on the problems instead of on the Lord. And you started to sink. This can happen to Christians. This can happen to pastors. This can happen to deacons. This can happen to any Christian. You can start working for the Lord and start doing so well, and then you start getting overwhelmed by all the challenges, overwhelmed by the problems of your home or your problems of the job or problems of your associates, and get your eyes off the Lord and you start to sink. And you start becoming depressed. And you start wondering, well, am I even doing the right thing? Because things are so bad. Maybe I should go do something else. Nah. You got to get focused on the Lord. Focus on the Lord. He shall reach down and pull you up. Because he had to look up at the Lord in order to take his hand. And come back up out of that problem. So if we have a problem that's coming down on us and stressing us terribly, what's the solution? To look to the Lord. Look back to the Lord. Focus on the Lord. Get all of our attention on the Lord. Do exactly what the Lord wants us to do. Dig deep into the Scriptures. Learn the things that the Lord wants you to do. Find that perfect will of God He's got planned for your life. Focus on that, and everything else will be taken care of, just like He told us. That's all the time we have, so let's go ahead and close in prayer. Let's pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Lord, thank you so much for everything that you have given us. The opportunity to serve you. The opportunity to take our minds and our focus off of our stresses, off of our problems, and put our focus on you. That once we do that, that we can understand that you are going to take care of everything for us. That you are going to guide us through this life in the pathway that you want us to be on, as long as we can stay focused on you and we can be effective Christians. Please comfort everyone out there that's having stress. Stress from their job, stress from their health, stress from their family, stress from their associates, whatever the stress might be coming from. Please give them the comfort and knowledge and knowing that all they got to do is stay focused on you, and that stress is going to be washed right away. And help us, Lord, to always stay focused on you as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thank you.